Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A lovely day for the deer opener. Probably a little too nice for the deer hunters. Right now, fair 48, winds west 7 miles an hour. Great day to talk computers, tech talk underway. Doug Swinhart is here, and our number on the program, it is the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Doug, hope you're doing well.
Oh, absolutely. It was an interesting week this week, Steve. Did you do any research or reading about Microsoft's new release on update for Windows 11? It's coming with a program called Microsoft Copilot.
Yeah, I did not. Tell us more.
Copilot is artificial intelligence, and it's built into the update, and it's going to be really helpful when you're doing like a snippet or paint or any kind of program like that. And it appears to me that Microsoft has their vision of the future set on AI. They are putting more AI in 12 and a whole lot more in new versions to come in the future. So it was an interesting week. I look forward to seeing just what all comes out of this.
Yeah, we haven't brought up AI a lot or artificial intelligence. It is here. The genie's out of the bottle. It's not gonna change. Yeah. I still don't think we can fathom how it's going to change our lives. I think this is right up there with what it was like before we all had personal computers and smartphones.
I think
it's the next step beyond that, and it is going to have a gigantic impact.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, if you listen to the experts, the people who make the big dollars, you've got your people say, oh, it's going to make life just lovely. Then you got those that say, listen, I don't think you understand all the manual work that we do now. AI is going to be able to do in fractions of a second. Are we putting ourselves all out of work? And, well, maybe we won't have to work. The good guys say, oh, yeah, it'll be all right. We'll all work out. Well, you know, what are you going to do? I think it's going to be some kind of a balance between those two. It's definitely getting interesting with AI, though. Even the robots now, they claim that they are self-aware. They think they've got that. Robots themselves are saying this. It's just, to me, it's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of movies and a lot of films that talk about what AI will be like in the future. And I think a lot of science fiction movies, you know, take the sinister approach. I think the Terminator films delve into that. Terminator 1, oh, yeah. Terminator 2. I didn't bother with Terminator 3, but by then you get the idea is that really robots become so good coupled with artificial intelligence, you know, are just quicker, faster, stronger in every aspect compared to a human being. That creates some interesting problems. I think from a computing standpoint, though, you brought up the point about, you know, there's a lot of job and a lot of work that is being done by humans, that a lot of companies may not need humans to do the work anymore. There's certain types of writing. There's certain types of data analysis that are being done right now that once AI gets up to speed, are you going to need human beings or as many human beings doing that work? And I think the simple answer is no.
I agree. And my hope is that as a society or a world, if you will, that we're encouraged to reach out and get more involved in the arts and music and creative things. I would like to see that. At the same time, it does create some insecurity in me as to, yeah, all of a sudden we've created this new life form, so to speak. And within a couple of decades, they're far better than we are. That's a little scary to me.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. I think you look at what is being developed with robots, and I think there's a lot of great cause. And let's face it, robots of certain types have been in the workplace. Look in something like auto assembly. We've mm-hmm. all seen those images of the robots that do the welding and the painting, et cetera. As robots get better and better and more mobile, they will be able to take over a larger role in manufacturing of all types. And I think that was one of the big things that the United Auto Workers strike was about, is not only is battery technology and electric vehicles, but what about automation and the human role in manufacturing going forward? It was true with the writers' strike that was recently resolved. When studios start saying, well, we're going to plug an idea into AI and just let AI kick out scripts and ideas for shows and movies, et cetera, and we're going to use that going forward. And the concern is right now the actors are still striking. It's kind of like AI creating dialogue or creating or taking images of an actor and being able to recreate that and animate that and bring that to life. Exactly. At some point, will you need live actors to do most of this work? And the answer is no. There's already been
one
a
day
radio.
We'll get that way.
Yeah,
no doubt.
There's already been a radio show. There was a lot made about the radio show that was 100% AI, computer-generated voice. Everything you heard was generated by AI. So there's a lot going on out there, and I think people need to be aware of it. It's here to stay. And beyond that, how is it going to be regulated? One thing you and I talked about, and I want to get your thoughts on this, Doug, is this. When the internet was born, it was the Wild West. And in a lot of ways, it still is the Wild West. And I think with the genie out of the bottle, I think government's never going to catch up. I think it's way too late. They weren't able to do it with the internet, and they're not going to be able to do it with AI, in my opinion.
Oh, I think you're right. And it's interesting to note that, you know, when this all started, we had one internet backbone. And the United States actually had control of all domain names, DNSing, the whole network, the whole wide area network was really kind of in our pocket. Well, since then, now we got three backbones, and I'm sure it was decided to save some world war or something. But there's one that covers part of China and Russia, and another one that covers North Korea and part of China. So there's three separate backbones today. So it's not like it was. It's already changed. But you are correct. I just don't think the government can keep up with this. I think that they also are fearful that, geez, maybe AI will come in and replace our jobs. And it's very possible. So it's going to be a real interesting 2 to 3 decades coming up here, in my opinion.
All right, quick break. By the way, you're welcome to be a part of the program today. Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. That is the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. The number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. When we do come back, we have someone that wants to know about PDFs and La Brea Office and how that works. And another one from our text line is about Starlink and those low-level satellites being launched by Elon Musk on those SpaceX rockets. And it is readily available. You can sign up for it now if you want to pay the downstroke for the equipment and the $100 a month monthly service fee. But we'll get into that from our text line in a moment here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. Early November, it is Tech Talk with Doug. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program today. The number again, 651-461-9226. Doug, thanks so much for joining us on the program. And this one from our text line, how do you open a PDF in La Brea office? Does it have something that will deal with PDFs?
Yeah, it does. And there's actually a couple of ways. If you've already got La Brea Writer open, which is the word processor, you can just go up to File, Open, drill down using your normal get to the path where the file is, whether it's in documents or downloads or whatnot, and just double click on it and it'll open up in La Brea. Another way, if you don't happen to have Writer open, you just locate the file, right click on it, little window pops open, slide in there and go down and left click open with and select La Brea Writer. And you're golden. Just pops right open. Reads it right, just fine, right in Writer. I still prefer to have a normal PDF reader. And so I've been using Sumatra for a good many years now, but I'll open them up in La Brea if I need to edit them or I need to add something or do something like that. It's really, really nice to be able to do that with PDFs. In addition to that, you can create a Word document in La Brea and then go up and hit File, Save As, and you can save it as a PDF. To me, that's huge. That's just a game changer. And we've had that for a number of years now. So, but yeah, La Brea Office is absolutely the way to go. I just love that program.
Yeah, and generally with PDFs, they have a lot of nice flexibility, as you will, on how you save it. And you can save it high res or lower res. You can also put limits on people being able to edit that if you forward it to someone. If you have something you don't want people digging into and fooling around, you can limit it to read only.
Well, right. Well, and not only that, but say that we worked at a mortgage company and we were going to have customers actually sign documents. You can actually take a section of that PDF and leave it open for a signature and lock up the rest of it. It's come a long way since we first saw PDFs well over 40 years ago. And I'm glad to see it, too. The whole thing, PDF, portable document format. You should be able to take that document and open it up in any format, whether it's Windows, Unix, Linux, Mac, doesn't matter. And I think it's there. From the PDF standpoint, it is absolutely there. But functionality on each one differs somewhat. But, yeah, we're definitely going in the right direction with that, for sure.
Here's another one from our Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text line. By the way, you can call or text the program, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. You can use that for all your programs here on News Talk 830 WCCO, Monday through Friday, and here on the weekend. And that has to do with those Starlink satellites. These are low-level satellites that provide broadband internet. You can go to the website, find out how much. It's about $500 for equipment, about $100 a month. It is available here in the upper Midwest, and they continue to launch satellites. SpaceX does. It is an Elon Musk enterprise. Long story short is, these satellites are low-level satellites and at times are visible.
Oh, sure.
And they're a constellation, so they run in a line, and that's how they maintain internet presence, because they're orbiting the Earth faster than the Earth is spinning, if you will. So the point being is they're these long trains, and sometimes they are visible, and sometimes people are like, all right, we're being invaded by UFOs.
Yeah. You know,
they're just low-level internet satellites.
If you and I were aliens, it would be a perfect place to hide our ship, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, this is a technology that for myself and probably most other people, I think it's just a little bit early because of cost factors.
Yep.
They're at $120 a month now, and it's for speeds of anywhere from 50 to 250. That's $120 a month. And they talk about low latency. They somebody has a, well, it's lower than the higher satellites, but it's still more latency than it is for a wired network. And then they go on to say, don't forget now, you got to have $599 upfront for equipment, and we expect a minimum of a 6-month commitment, minimum. And the business one now, it's a priority 2 terabit, and the price supposedly is somewhere around $500 a month, and it delivers at 150 to 500 megabits per second. That's half a gig. That's getting right there now. That'd be sweet. Now, RVs are the ones that are really going to score here, because Starlink is the only internet connection I know that's not running through a cell phone, and that's really dicey at times, that you can actually be on the move and traveling. I think there's going to be some extra restrictions as to where you can go, but that's huge, absolutely enormous. I think it's a technology that we need to keep an eye on, and I think it's going to be here. I give it another decade, see how we look.
Yeah,
I just think it's a little too early.
And by the way, you're wondering, well, why is Elon Musk doing it? Yeah, SpaceX, Tesla, et cetera. The goal is with Starlink is to generate income to be able to fund future missions like exploring Mars.
That's exactly correct.
He said I'm building this network to generate the money it will take to build those ships, et cetera, and send humans to Mars and eventually colonize Mars, if you wonder what the big picture is. By the way, I plugged in my address here in the northern suburbs. It is available, the downstroke, $704.32 to get started. $120 a month, as you pointed out. Hardware, $599, $50 shipping and handling. The tax would be $55.32. So upfront, $704.32 to get started, and then $120 a month after that for Starlink. And they say you can set it up yourself. It's, you know, relatively
You're probably easy. Looking at a 6 to 11 month wait too, right?
No, and they said actually no contract, 30-day trial. Now remember, you're buying the hardware.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. You buy the hardware, you own the hardware. And it ships in about 1 to 2 weeks.
That's not bad. If they got it down to 1 to 2 weeks, that's pretty decent.
Yeah.
But last I heard, they were striving to hit 6 months.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. So that's the very latest at my address. But remember, if you do it, you're buying the hardware. And I don't know what the fine print says about returning the hardware. It says a 30-day trial. So within 30 days, you're saying, it's not working, I'm not happy with it. I would assume you could return it within 30 days and get some of your money back on the hardware. So
that's possible. Or it's got a restocking fee or something like that. But Elon Musk, too, I can't remember the interview that he said this. He said Starlink will be in development for many, many years to come. Once you get enough sales, he said, yeah, that's true. But he said, once that internet is rock solid, stable, and he says, and we've got a good market share, at least through North America, he says, I would like to have a Linux-based phone system as well. Well, that'd be in direct competition with an Android and an Apple. That would be, that's quite the goal. I would like to see that come true as well. We'll have to wait and see.
And they have big goals on income, because to build the ships and to build all the hardware and develop the technology to send humans to Mars and then ultimately colonize Mars, that'll take a lot of money. So,
the thing is, every time I hear that, as much respect as I have for Mr. Musk, I hear this, I go, well, you know, if you guys are going to go to Mars and you're going to terraform that planet, why don't you stay home and terraform this one? Clean it up. Why can't we do that? I don't know. I'm a little too much common sense in my head, I think, for that. I'd like to hear some answers about the other side of that.
Well, his thought is this, and this is big picture, without going too far into the Elon Musk rabbit hole, is that he has said human beings to survive need to become a multiplanetary species.
Oh, that's true.
That if we're all here on Earth, ultimately we've got to spread out around the solar system.
Can't put your eggs all in one basket, I think is the term he said.
Correct.
Yeah.
By the way, if you have computer questions, we got some good ones coming up. How about trying to use a TV monitor with an HDMI cable from a laptop? We'll get into that, get Doug's thoughts on that. What about these cheap external hard drives from China? Terabytes of storage, and they are dirt cheap. Should we trust that type of storage? We'll get into all of that with Doug coming up following the break. And by the way, you can call us, 651-461-9226. It is the city's one plumbing talk and text line here on News Talk. 830-WC.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
CEO. It is Tech Talk with Doug. We're on the air. Saturday is between 3 and 4, and always invite your calls and texts. Always welcome on the program, and we have some good ones today, and we're going to jump into that. We talked about AI a little bit early in the program. Here's a good one. Talk about those cheap hard drives from China that claim to hold terabytes of data.
Yeah.
Are these things a good idea?
A lot of them are good drives, Steve. A lot of them are not. Here's the thing. When I see something, if you go to Google and you type in cheap hard drives from China and put a question mark behind it, up comes all the stuff. Here, just give you an example. 128 terabit portable high-speed external drive from AliExpress, $1.85. 64 terabit, $2.54. Well, how come that one's twice as much as the other one? Now, with the innovation of the SSDs going to the NVMe format, they look more like memory chips than they do hard drives. There's a glut of the other technology. That technology, if you happen to get a real drive, you're golden. But what we're seeing too the last year or so is fake drives. If you get one of these things, make sure the package is sealed. You know where it was manufactured, where it came from. It has an actual serial number, and it's the print is correct. Just be cautious. If you get a real drive, you might do okay. Would I trust it like I trust a Seagate? No. If I want my data saved, and Seagate, by the way, has come out with a whole line of what, I don't know what they call them, executive drives, but they actually will guarantee these things for 10 years, no loss of data. And so it depends what you're trying to save and have for forever and ever. But if you really want to be assured, I got to tell you, I have always been impartial and biased to Seagate. Part of that's because they're local. Part of it's just because they just do a much better job than the rest of them. And that's more than opinion. That's a fact.
Well, and Doug, you and I, though, talk about the importance of storing your data in the cloud. Good idea. Having a hard copy on an external hard drive. With as cheap as it is, just a quick search right now, you can get a brand name like Seagate, 2-terabyte hard drive, $65.
Yeah, that could even be a refurb. That's a good deal. That's a tremendous deal.
No, but
I would trust that drive, too.
But my point is that wherever you shop, Target, Costco, wherever, these are brand names, and they're affordable. You're getting a lot of stuff.
Well, this is going to blow your mind, Steve. A Seagate 18 terabit, 2.5-inch drive, $187. That's insane. That's just mind-boggling.
And why would an individual need that much storage?
An individual never would, I don't think. I couldn't imagine it. That's probably enough data for the state of Minnesota's records on all of us. Probably is. And they have room to spare. That's a huge drive.
Yeah.
Just mind-boggling to me, some of these. Well, it's like that 128 terabit. That's a tremendously sized drive. For $185? Oh, free shipping. I don't know if you once get over to the Alibaba, if you have to buy 500 of them to get that, you might. And then there's insurance, and you got all kinds of logistics going on there. But yeah, you're much better off to buy a refurbished drive, which there are a lot of those today, and they're perfectly fine. But if you get into the cheap ones, I'd say buy two. Whatever you do on the one, do on the other one.
Yeah.
And you got to test it first.
I wouldn't put my money into some cheap no-name brand.
I agree.
I wouldn't bother.
I agree. Much better off to spend a couple of bucks more and just for the peace of mind. I really is. That's that's my reasoning for Seagate as well. I don't think I've ever had a Seagate fail. I'll be knocking on wood later, but I really do believe, I don't think I ever have. They run and run and run and run. And almost every innovation in hard drives came out of Seagate. The smart drive, the caching, and you could just go right on down the list. Now, once it was out, the rest of them picked up. Oh, they did it too. It's a tremendous company. I think they've been very underrated over the years, and I wish them the best.
And by the way, if you want to join us on the program, Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. Trying to use a TV monitor with an HDMI cable from a laptop. Home screen will appear on TV, but just freezes up there. Laptop screen is fine. What could be going on in that interface between my laptop and the TV?
It should hook up just like a monitor. Now, I just said that, didn't I? I actually am experiencing the same thing. My Samsung, I want to put a computer to it and see what I can actually monitor my VPNs to my TV. My TV somehow shuts off the internet on my computer. And that's in Linux. I haven't figured it out yet. I don't know. That might be what this individual is dealing with. Or you might have to have a higher quality cable. But I'm using top shelf cables here. And it comes right up and tells me it says IP address stopped. How? I've never seen anything like it. I know that they're doing encryptions for television signals over the internet. Whether that has something to do with it, I don't know. And Samsung TVs, 6 or 7 years ago, they were a little restrictive, their smart TVs, as to what you could download, add for apps, and it's hurt them. They're suffering, I think, from a reputation of you're over-controlling. And but this individual, I wish I had the answer, because I would have that answer at my house as well. Not done working on it yet, but I have more, really, and the problem here, do I look on a computer? Do I look on the TV? And how do I look at my TV? I don't have access to that software. It's getting to be a little bit of an interesting issue. Wish I had a better answer, Steve. I truly do.
Yeah, it should be plug and play.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We'll leave it at that. But the old standby is, do a Google search. Put in your computer, someone else's computer. Chances are somewhere in the world someone has tried to do the same thing. And maybe there's a known issue with that brand of television set and your computer.
It wouldn't
surprise me a bit. Doug, from our text line, I recently bought an Acer XC885 URC11 from a guy at a sale. Not that the brand particularly matters. This is the important part. He left all his private info on it.
I'm currently
doing a system restore reset. Anything else for our safety and his?
That's insane that he would do that. But I suppose if he doesn't care, I would absolutely run a drive wipe on that at least several times. And get that big, you'd better pull a hard drive out entirely and buy a new one. That'd probably be his best bet. Send it back to the guy. Here, this is yours. That's just insane. I would never do that.
All right. You're selling, let's go back to square one on this, Doug, and it's good. If you are going to sell a laptop or a desktop, what is the first thing you should do if you're going to part with it? Is it a factory restore? How do you know you're wiping all your data?
You know, it's interesting because we've made all kinds of innovations in this area over the last several decades. First of all, you're going to get your data off, get full copies of everything that you need to save. That's first. Many computers today in the UEFI BIOS has a whole section down towards the bottom of your selection says wipe drive. That is probably as good as any factory drive you'll ever find. Not to buy any software, it's built into the BIOS. Once that's done, you can go back into the BIOS and you can tell it, do a restore of the operating system. Many of them will do it automatic. It's they've made this thing to where you should be able to clean up your system and start fresh. Now, if your operating system is completely outdated and your computer is, say, older than 7 to 10 years, that might be a bit of an issue. If you came with Windows XP, that you're going to have a tough time getting it. That's going to be a Linux machine one way or another. But it's definitely, I think that, and I think the government standards is to write X's and O's or ones and zeros across the entire drive, then erase it, and then rewrite them a minimum of 3 times to make absolutely certain that none of that data can be lifted out of the little grooves that the heads create. It's, I'd be insane. I'd give that drive back to that guy and say, dude, I don't think you realize what you did, but here.
Yeah, Doug, is there a program that you can buy if you're willing to, maybe this person is willing to spend a few bucks? Is there something you can download where they do that for you?
Or there's all kinds of stuff. I think I'd suggest that they go to Major Geeks, MajorGeeks.com, Major Geeks, and just put in their hard drive wipe. I'm sure that they can download something for free or trial. And yes, there are paid versions too. They're going to do the same thing no matter what. This would be an instance where normally I will encourage people, pay some money, keep these people in business. They got families to feed just like you and I. But this is an instance where you may wipe a drive as a layperson maybe 2 or 3 times in your whole life, if that.
Yeah.
It really is just, not to mention, if you take and just delete the partition and start fresh, deleting that partition is going to make it awfully difficult to get that drive, any data off it. If you're a professional data recovery specialist, you probably could get it. But 90% of the people wouldn't even know how to go about that. It's a bad move on the guy that sold this computer. It's not smart. It's not good business.
All right. Here's another one before the break. I'm using, this goes back to our previous comment about having trouble hooking a laptop up to a television monitor via HDMI cable. Mm-hmm. This person got back to us and said, I'm using Linux with that TV monitor. Glad it's just, or not just me, having a little bit of trouble with that.
Yeah, I'm using a fresh install in Linux. And it's a beautiful computer. A little 6 inch by 6 inch by 2 inches deep. I came out of Germany. It's a gorgeous machine. I was mind boggled to see this. And I think it has something to do on my side. My Samsung has this thing called a smart hub. You don't really plug things into the TV. You plug them into this hub. That smart hub has got a brain. I think it has something to do with that. I got to get access to that somehow. That's my issue. But that's great that we heard that from. I'm glad that they got, they at least got some. I don't know if he's having trouble with it. He's got it running though. That's interesting.
Quick break. More on Tech Talk on the way with Doug, including Doug's phone number and email. It is the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 is the phone number here at News Talk, E3OWCCO. Tech Talk with Doug each and every Saturday between 3 and 4 o'clock. And we've got a few minutes left in the program. Still time for you to get in on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. Doug, I want to bring it up. It comes up regularly on the program, but it is very important. If you have a Windows machine, we want to talk about the program Pervasor, why people want to use it. Do yourself a favor and download it. You're a big believer in it.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I had a computer in the other day that people brought it over, and I popped on. She was telling me, this does this. I said, well, you want to wait a few minutes? And she couldn't wait, so she left it. But I put Pervasor on there. That's all I'm going to do to the machine. I'm not going to bill her. I ran it. It took about, I don't know, about an hour and 15 minutes first time. Next time it'll run in probably 10, 15 minutes at the most. It's just a tremendous package. How it cleans out and clears out all the temp files, just straightens out everything. And if you happen to be missing Windows files, your next program would just be to do a surface scan and look for the files that are missing and repair those. And I would suggest that you run for Beezer even after that got done. This is just a tremendous package. Get to know it. You will love it. It will save you, I think, hundreds of thousands of dollars in computer equipment if used properly. PRIVAZER.com. I like it a lot. And I'm not being endorsed or getting paid for this. This is a true, honest review of this product. So, yeah, you can trust it 100%.
Yeah, PRIVAZER. We just thought we'd bring it up at the end of the program today and put it out there for people. If you have a Windows machine, by all means, go for it. Just a wonderful program. It'll save you certainly a lot of trouble. Doug, one other thing we want to bring up, backups. What do you recommend? And I want to bring up something specific, and that's people who, you know, maybe are procrastinators or aren't going to remember. Automated paid backups. Are you a believer in it? And if,
I am. And if so,
who would you recommend?
You know, if somebody asked me that, I'd say just go to iDrive.com. iDrive.com. American company. Tremendous job. And prices you just can't beat. I can't really quote you a price because they keep changing them for specials and stuff like that. But they are probably the best deal in the country. And they're very, very good at what they do. They respond to support requests, either chat, text, or phone. It's a great company. Absolutely wonderful company. iDrive.com.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Apple, although they'll take care of Macs as well. It's just a great, great company.
Yeah, and I'm at the site, 5 terabytes of cloud backup, $9.95 for the first year.
Tough to beat, right?
Yeah, and you know, then obviously they're going to charge you more. Nothing worthwhile is for free. But with these types of services, how secure is your data, Doug?
Oh, I wouldn't worry at all about these guys. They're right on it. And keep in mind, an automated backup service, this is their reputation. They can never, ever have a breach. They can never, ever lose one bit of data. These servers are set up with more redundancies than I have ever seen. So you are in good shape. And in fact, when it comes to the privacy and security, most of them are designed in such a way to where even their top shelf system administrators do not have access to your data without your help. So it's they got to put together right. This is one area where I would be confident. But here again, make sure you know who you're dealing with. I would prefer to deal with a company in the U.S. on something like this. Even if it costs you a couple bucks more, it's well worth it. And that's just my opinion. I love iDrive. These guys are dynamite people.
Well, Doug, always good to visit with you. The hour went by super quick. We'll be back next Saturday between 3 and 4 o'clock. If people want to reach you during the week, how do they do it?
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543. Still have some issues with my phone, but you'll get through. And, of course, admin@wccotech.com. admin at wccotech.com, 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve, and have a good weekend.
Yeah, you as well, Doug. Take care. There he is, Doug, joining us on Tech Talk each and every Saturday here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Here's what we've got coming up. All the news, all the weather at 4 o'clock. Then we'll go outdoors with Steve Kearney. Firearms deer season got started today. We'll talk about that and what's going on in the outdoors. Still open water. How's the fall bite if you want to go out and catch some fish? We'll get that from Steve. Pheasant hunting, duck hunting. We'll get into all of it with Steve Kearney coming up in a bit. Here on News Talk, E30 WCCO. Clouds have thickened up. Still 49 here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. Southwest winds at 6 miles an hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy and low near 37. So that cloud cover will keep us above freezing. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and 56. Once again, news in a moment here on CCO.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.